M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to our second hour over at Raw Story, by the way. There's an article, just wanted to flag for you, from Tweeting to Tooting, the switch from Twitter to Mastodon. And it's a great summary of what Mastodon is. Mastodon is sort of like Twitter, only it's not run by one guy. It's not one company. It's open source software that anybody in the world can see and use. In fact, Donald Trump's Truth Social is based on Mastodon's open source software. He just took it and attached it to his own server. So the Mastodon software is open source, and you can download it from the App Store and things like that. And then you pick a server to operate off of, and that server can be its own little closed universe, like Truth Social is, Donald Trump's server, or it can be wide open, like most of the other Mastodon servers are, where everybody in the world can see what's going on it. And, I created an account. It's Tom Hartman, all run together, at whatever it is, Mastodon. I'm forgetting which server I'm on right now. I created the account last week. There's a whole bunch of different servers. But it doesn't much matter. I mean, you can see the local view of the server, or you can see the view of all the various different servers. And so I just wanted to flag that for you. In fact, I think I've got to put my Mastodon account here on my on one of my pinned tabs in the studio so that I can give you that information in detail, because I should have known right off the top of my head. My apologies. Anyhow, I think it's fascinating. A lot of people are moving over there, and it's worth checking out. But that's not what I wanted to talk about with you today, although, you know, it does have something to do with social media. And that is this piece that John Halpin wrote over at the liberalpatriot.substack.com, his Substack newsletter, titled In Defense of Being Alone. And what he pointed out is that looking at Americans 15 and older, the number of hours per week that people spend alone, way back in 2013, was, you know, about an hour a week. I mean, people spent very little time, frankly, every week all alone. And it went up to, by 2017, 2018, it had gone up to around 4 hours a week of alone time. And then, of course, the pandemic really jacked it up to a little over 8 hours a week of alone time. But that trend seems to be holding. It held into 2021, around 9 hours a week of alone time. And he makes the point that, you know, when mass shootings occur or people behave in just weird manners, very often we call them loners or social people who have experienced social isolation. And the profiles of a lot of mass killers and extreme weirdos, he notes, fit into that category. But on the other hand, he says, according to new census data on time use examined by Bruce Ward of the Washington Post, Americans across demographic lines are spending more and more time alone. However, You know, what if the increase in choosing to be alone isn't necessarily a sign that the world is falling apart? Maybe it's not even a sign that there's massively increased use of social media that causes people to just stay alone and stare at their screen all the time. What if it's a sign, he asks, what if it's rather a sign of a rational action in defense of individuality and personal freedom in a world of increasingly oppressive social groups? And he talks about how from 2014 to 2021, you saw this dramatic rise in social media use, but also this steady stream of disruptive political events. And persuasion, he says, was superseded by rhetorical pounding. And so a lot of people just said, you know, this Trump craziness or this, you know, the so-called cancel culture, whatever you want to, you know, all across the political spectrum, all across the social spectrum, people just were like, I'm not ready for that. I'm going to check out. You know, I can tell you from my own personal experience, in my own personal life, and I say this with Louise's permission. In fact, we discussed it this morning when we were putting the show together. I have never in my life really wanted to be alone. I mean, I can do it. I don't find myself uncomfortable when I'm alone, although I tend to occupy my mind. I usually read when I'm alone. But, you know, it doesn't bother me, but I don't crave it. But my wife has, since she was a kid, has craved alone time. And, you know, I don't know if this is something genetic or if it has to do with, you know, her childhood or what. It doesn't really matter. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's, you know, some people are just, you know, they like alone time. She was telling me this morning how after 15 years or thereabouts, you know, into our marriage, well, this is maybe more like 15 or 17 or 18 or 20 years into our marriage, there was a three-week period that she remembers really vividly. When I was like off in Uganda doing, you know, international relief work, and our oldest had gone to college, our second child was in Germany, you know, our second child was in France, and our youngest was in Finland, in both cases staying with friends. In fact, our middle child was staying with Jay and Jack Riley, Jay the musician who wrote and performs the music that's the intro to this show. They lived in Paris. And our youngest was staying with one of her classmates whose parents were in Finland. She was an exchange student. And so Louise had, and I was gone. She had three whole weeks where she was literally all alone in the house, and it was when she wasn't running a business, because she and I had been taking turns running our businesses for years and years and years. And how she just savored that. And, you know, even now, you know, I come home from doing this show, and I go up to my office, and I spend from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 o'clock in the afternoon every day writing the next day's op-ed for the Hartman Report, and intentionally leaving Louise alone, because she just likes that quiet time, that alone time. She's a very, you know, a person who likes that. I don't know if you want to call that introversion or what you call it, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, he's speculating in this article, you know, perhaps a rising number of Americans experienced this social group tyranny over the past decade and decided, I'm out. Why go through the pain and anxiety of capitulating to dogmatic people who dominate group environments when you could be on your own, doing what you want, thinking about politics and the world in your own way, or just doing nothing and taking the dog for a walk or reading a book or listening to music? Life is too short to put up with annoying behavior from other people. And he ends, you know, introverts of the world unite, but not for too long or with too many people. I love it. But I think that there's a lot to be said for, you know, respecting this spectrum of introversion and extroversion. These are words that were invented by Carl Jung back in the last decades of the 19th or early decades of the 20th century. And his idea was that fundamentally or originally, I mean, the words introversion, extroversion, or introvert and extrovert have gone through many permutations over the decades. But, you know, originally, basically, that extroverts were people who defined themselves by how other people react to them. And so they constantly need to be interacting with other people to really know who they are. and that introverts were people who defined themselves by some inner definition that they were quite confident of, and they didn't need the validation or external validation or representation of who they are. Now, you know, this was Carl Jung's original idea, as I said. You know, since then, the words have been changed, and the meanings have been changed, and fine-tuned, and tweaked, and whatnot. But just, you know, I think that COVID and Donald Trump, and I'd love to hear your take and thoughts on this, that the Trump presidency, the insane damage that did to the United States and continues to do to the United States, but the wounding that we experienced, the psychic, the psychological, the spiritual wounding that this country experienced from the Donald Trump presidency and the insane asses that he brought along with him, these just wackadoodles who are on TV every day just spouting the most insane nonsense, and of course the toxic nonsense, you know, the racist, the homophobia, the hatred, the anti-Semitism. We had that, and then the fourth year of that, we had the worst pandemic in 100 years, and Trump's bungling of it led to a million dead Americans. Over at Daily Kos, they had a questionnaire yesterday, I believe it was, maybe the day before, asking, you know, what's your take on COVID? Are you to the point where, you know, okay, I've had it, I'm over it, I'm back to normal, or have you avoided it? And you're, damn it, I'm not going to get it, or are you somewhere in between? You know, where are you on this? And you know, I answered that you know, I haven't gotten it, Louise hasn't gotten it, and damn it, we're not going to get it. We still wear masks everywhere we go. You know, Sean was telling me about a friend of hers. May I say this? Who has had COVID for the fourth time. So a vaccinated person. But, you know, each time you get it, it increases the risk that you're going to get long COVID or that you're going to get a stroke or a heart attack or some terrible consequence from it. And her friend, having it now the fourth time, is having it the worst time. I don't want to go through that. That seems crazy to me. So we've got these external forces, right? The insanity of Trump, the danger of a deadly disease, literally a deadly disease. I mean, it's killed a million of our fellow humans, fellow Americans. It's killed, you know, probably 10 or 20 million of our fellow humans around the planet, probably more than that, actually. Is that driving a new norm for behavior? Or is that allowing people to step back a little bit from the frenetic electronic pace of, you know, watching our televisions and listening to radio and going to work and you know, work from home for a while or take some time off from work or just kind of recenter or reevaluate, you know, what does life mean? Why am I here? What should I be doing? What's it all about? And come to new conclusions. I mean, there are all these fascinating articles that have been written, you know, many of them in like business journals, like the Financial Times is all over this. At least once a week, there's some new article about the new work environment or how young people in America, in particular millennials, have a different understanding of their relationship to work. Is that the result of just this experiment with COVID or this experience of COVID? Or is that the result of the 80-year cycle swinging around? That this new generation is like the generation that came up that, you know, during FDR's presidency? I don't know. I don't have any easy answers for this stuff, but I find it just fascinating to look at. Think about.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
To go home and sit alone in my office and think about and write about, as I do every day for 4 or 5 hours. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Wanted to talk briefly about what's going on in Georgia and also get into Franklin Graham's latest screed against LGBTQ folks. First of all, Georgia. The voter turnout numbers are somewhere between amazing and shocking. Listen to this. This is from, I believe this is from the Atlanta Constitution Journal. Black voters were by far the largest racial demographic group, constituting about 46.3% of all turnout. In November, black voters made up 26% of the turnout. I mean, just think about that for a second.
White voters were 37% of the turnout in the over the weekend, but back in November they were 59.5% of the turnout. The youngest demographic, age 18 to 24, has accounted for some of the largest turnout. This is, again, I ended my op-ed today saying, which way are we going to go, right? This is the fourth time that the oligarchs have tried to rule America and cement their rule forever. And it's the fourth time that young people have come to the fore and said no. And here we are, the youngest demographic, more than 18,000 voters in that age range, about 10% of all the early votes so far. In the November 8th election, it was only 6%. So it looks to me like, the vote for Reverend Warnock is really showing up big. I mean, we'll see. But meanwhile, Herschel Walker's got a whole new problem. The Daily Beast is pointing out they've finally got some public records that he's been living in Texas for years. He's got a house in Georgia. Actually, he doesn't. His wife owns it entirely. And she's been renting it out. In fact, last year she made $50,000 in rental income from renting out in 2021 from renting out his house. So he wasn't living in Georgia, but he registered to vote in Georgia. He voted in Georgia. He committed felony election fraud, apparently. And he may well be ineligible to run for the Senate, although that may be a moot point anyway. I don't think anybody's, there is a lawsuit about this, but I don't know if it's going to get pursued. Meanwhile, Franklin Graham is joining the Herschel Walkers and the whole Republican Party in hating on gay people or queer people. More broadly, this Respect for Marriage Act that Joe Biden is trying to get through Congress this week. They just had a vote on it in the Senate yesterday, but it wasn't the final vote. It was a procedural vote. That it doesn't even legalize gay marriage across the United States. It simply says if you got gay married in a state where it's legal and you move to a state where it's not, that state has to recognize your marriage. Or if you got gay married before a state, made it illegal, you're still gay married or you're still married. It will, it'll prevent a legal just meltdown for so many people. And here we've got Franklin Graham now over on Facebook saying that this is an attack on marriage. He said it will, quote, put the vast majority of Americans who believe in and support marriage between a man and a woman in jeopardy. That's just a naked lie from a man who claims that he's inspired by Jesus. Franklin Graham is lying. And I just find it tragic that this guy who purports to be a man of God would be out here lying about his fellow human beings and their intentions.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That same legislation, by the way, also protects interracial marriage. I don't know if that's what Franklin Graham has been out of shape about also. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee it.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. Just ordered an Antonio Damasio book on the recommendation of a caller earlier. Thank you for that. It looks absolutely fascinating. All righty, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Kay in Seattle. Hey, Kay, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I also listen on, so it's Kay, it's short for Keisha. I also listen to you on small public independent radio out of Everett, KSER.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm on the board there with Tom. Another Tom.
Cool.
A previous caller mentioned, Corinthy, you all were talking about parental rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that Black, Brown, and Indigenous and low-income parents have long been police for their parenting for years. You know, we have been policed by schools, by teachers in schools, out when you're out in public. You know, the way you parent the way we've parented our children. So yes, parental rights, you know, it is. There's a racist factor to that. But now, you know, white parents are feeling that their rights, you know, are being compromised or being taken away from them and what's being taught in the schools. So I just want to add that, again, Black, Brown, and Indigenous and low-income parents have always been subject and questioned about their parenting skills.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly the same, but it's the same thing when you concerning parental rights.
I totally get it.
And also, I wanted to just mention, it hasn't been one of the topics today, but I think we need to pay attention, and we should be watching what's been happening with the railroads and the railways,
yes,
and how the federal government is getting involved. If we look at the history of this country and the history of, you know, commerce and the railways, there were some pretty dangerous things that happened, you know, in the late 18th century that we should really be looking at, and, you know, concerning workers' rights. And, you know, they're tired. They want to spend more time with their family. They're tired of being overworked. They want to be treated humanely, and we should be supporting them. So there's a reason. There's a reason why President Biden has gotten involved this year with that.
I agree. One of my nephews, one of my brother's kids, works on the railroad out of South Dakota. And or North Dakota, one of the Dakotas. And in fact, he hooked us up with the railroad union president that we had on the program a couple of weeks ago, and maybe a month or so ago. And, you know, it's just amazing what happened, you know, back, I guess, 10, 15 years ago or so. The railroads just completely changed the way that they do business. And suddenly people are working these slam shifts. There's no time off. They laid off tens of thousands of workers because they went to this new, more efficient system. And basically it was like squeeze more productivity out of fewer people. And it's really, really rough on them. And so, you know, on the one hand, right, on the other hand, these rail cars deliver chlorine to water treatment plants that can't go by truck, you know, or, you know, over long distances. They deliver things that are absolutely essential across the United States. And it wouldn't just be a supply chain disruption. It could be, I mean, you know, it could literally mean the health and safety of people in cities around America if they shut down. So I'm hopeful that if the federal government is going to get involved in this, it'll do so in a way that's respectful of the rights of these workers. Thank you very much for the call. Rick in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to thank you for what you do on a day-to-day basis. And the product that you present, telling your truth, the truth, and basically trying to educate the country, the everyday citizen, about the truth. I want to ask you a question. If Do you have any idea whatsoever? Well, first of all, let's acknowledge something. White culture, white society has run this country from the very beginning. Sure. At no time has it ever been close as a true representation of a multicultural society that's in charge.
Agreed.
White people run the United States of America. And what I'm going to say to you is not anti-white. I want it acknowledged. The bottom line is that until white people are held accountable, do you know how unnerving, scary it is to a certain degree to realize that we just had an election that maybe 120 million people voted and 70% of the white people that voted for Republicans. My whole adult life, I always acknowledged that maybe it was 30% of white people that felt a certain way about the country. But to really acknowledge and understand that when I woke up on November the 5th, 2016, that it wasn't 30 to 35%, it was more like 65 to 70% of white people did not believe in what I believed in.
It's amazing. Rick, it's like you're psychic. Last night, I dictated into my phone in an email to myself, which I have today, exactly what you just said, that most white people probably assume that the proportion of white people who are bigots and racists and homophobes and, you know, just basically intolerant in that category was probably around a quarter to a third of white people in the United States. But increasingly, I'm thinking that it has to be a majority. It has to be like 50, 60, maybe 70, and maybe as many as 70%. I literally said those words to myself, you know, in my, and it's going to be the op-ed. In fact, I'm planning on it being the op-ed that I write this afternoon. So it's just so weird that you are calling and reciting this back to me. In answer to your question, no, I have no idea what it would feel like to be black in that kind of a world. I can imagine it, but I you know, I've never experienced it. Empathy takes work. You know, you have to imagine yourself in somebody else's situation, and it's.
Let me acknowledge this to you. Okay, you took it to a little bit of the extreme. I didn't really say anything about bigotry or racism. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that there is a strong element that controls this country that will vote Republican, and the Republican philosophy as of right now, there was times that I could tolerate Republican philosophy. But as of right now, if you can find the gumption to stand in line and go vote for a Republican way of life, and you're 70% of the white controlling class of this country, there's a problem.
It is. It is, and it's people who are afraid.
Right? One more thing real quick. Sure. You have a platform that acknowledges that. Nobody across this country that has a platform will say that out loud because they will not use the terminology. I am tired of hearing white people called Republican, conservative, evangelical, Trump's cool, you know. White people are doing this. And at some point in time, just like all across the world, you mentioned it earlier today, Germany had to acknowledge and pay homage to, okay, we did wrong. South Africa had to pay homage and say, look, we did this completely wrong. White people are going to have to hold themselves accountable. Black people will stand behind you. We will be right there behind you because 85% of black people voted Democratic. And don't get me wrong, I'm not gung-ho 100% Democratic either. But it's the better of two evils. Thank you.
Yeah, I totally get it, Rick, and thank you. And thanks for cleaning up my mischaracterization of what you said. But yes, spot on. Rick, thank you very much for the call. And you know, and thank you for informing tomorrow's op-ed. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I wish I was calling to talk about Doctor Who's latest Guinness Record Award, but that'll be another time. I'm not a billionaire, though I tried to win that Powerball. And if I could implode two concepts together, I think these oligarchs, that's 100 million and up, they suffer from sensory deprivation with demand characteristics. Like, you know, the horror movies where you wake up in a coffin and you're actually 6 feet under.
Is this a fancy way of saying they live in a bubble?
Worse. It's when you cannot tell the difference between that and something more functional, like a sensory deprivation tank where you nap for an hour and it's like you've had 8 hours sleep. But because they're so isolated by their wealth for reasons good and bad, Mary Trump is more of an expert on this question. So my solution is we give them an intervention. We create for them a House of Lords. It can be, you know, a Zoom room, maybe moderated by Mary Trump, whatever. So that, fine, they want our concerns, just give it to us straight. What are your concerns? In return, we cut off their drug, their supply to cheap and exploitative labor. So Biden or whatever president could do that quickly, whether mass amnesty, so that suddenly there's 10 million fewer workers to exploit, give every American adult 30,000, or if fetuses are people, give every woman, man, woman, child 12,000 a year to spread it out, so that they can create their own co-ops, like Professor Wolf suggests, so we're not dependent on this triumvirate, because isn't that what we have now, a triumvirate of centibillionaires? We can cut them off. We can do an intervention. It's not that hard, but it would mean, the government calling Twitter blight. You've heard that term, blight, and saying, okay, this is blight. We're buying you out for $22 billion, and it's now part of, the Library of Congress. It's not that hard, but you have to be able to pull back enough and realize, too much of this capitalism is fake, and it's exploitation, and it's nepotism, and this system isn't working for anybody. Yeah. Not the slaves, not the slave masters, to quote Jefferson.
I get it, David. I don't know that the billionaires would be happy to have their own little House of Lords that didn't have any power, but everything else, yeah, spot on. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I think the right-wing echo chamber and the wealth, the morbid wealth echo chamber is particularly dangerous. Elon Musk is experiencing that right now, in my personal opinion. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh, plus we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. I have a set of their sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. It's like sleeping on a cloud. They're not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating. So the people who receive your gift will sleep comfortably year-round, like Louise and I do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. And while you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, the holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and use my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. And welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your phone calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, you and Louise had a nice Thanksgiving, but correction on something you said earlier. Ike and the Republicans had in garbage trusts put on U.S. paper money. It's been on U.S. coins since the 1864 2-cent copper coin in the Civil War.
Oh, really? Well, thank you for that, George.
Yeah, an interesting side, like you'll appreciate this. In 1907, President Roosevelt completely redesigned U.S. gold coins because he thought the current designs were old and uninspiring, and
that was
one star in 1907 did not have the motto on it because he objected to having the motto on the new coins, but the public outcry was so great that it was restored by Act of Congress in 1908.
That was Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, that was progressed Teddy Roosevelt, right.
Amazing.
And I don't know whether you've seen them, but yeah, like the $20 St. Gaudens with these, you know, Liberty, obverse, and the soaring river. They're
yeah.
Most beautiful U.S. coin designs
used to have some. There was a time in our life when we were buying gold coins thinking it was the perfect investment. You know, it's, I don't think that any longer.
Yeah, I've been collecting coins since I was a kid, and I have a couple of each of them, and they are the most beautiful ones.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what you called about, George?
Yeah. Oh, well, if you got a, did you happen to hear over the weekend that the Belarusian foreign minister, a completely healthy 64-year-old, suddenly died of a heart attack? And the speculation is he was poisoned because he favored a diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think if I was, you know, Belarusian President Lukashenko, I'd be hiring some food tasters and staying out of any high-rise windows.
Yeah, well, Lukashenko did a pretty good job for a while of staying out of this thing, but I think Putin, you know, the pressure just got too great, and now go ahead.
He's almost completely dependent on Russia for energy, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah, it's pretty
I don't know how long he's going to be able to stay out of it, but if he's wise, he will.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Okay, George, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. I appreciate it, and happy holidays to you. Thank you. Robert in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Robert, it says you disagree with me. What about what?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Well, you made a pretty powerful statement that you said you had been reflecting upon, that 65 to 70% of white people are bigots and racist, and I was just kind of wondering where you got that particular number. Was it from some information that was a study, or?
No, I said in my opinion. I'm not professing to be the font of wisdom or accurate statistics here in this regard. What we know is that the last time the majority of white people in America voted for a Democrat, and the Democratic Party is associated with embracing people of color, the last time that happened was, I believe, 1992. I'd have to go back and look with Bill Clinton, but I could be wrong. It might have even been earlier than that. It might have been John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson.
I think Bill Clinton, I think, got the majority of the vote.
I'm talking about the white vote.
Yes, I mean, so if he got the majority of the white vote, then what was the majority of the black vote for that he got, Bill Clinton? I mean...
Well, that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing how many white people are racist. What's your opinion, Robert? What percentage of white people do you think are willing to vote based on race?
I think that there are a few. But in my lifetime, I'm 70 years old, and I've seen a great move from as people became educated, and there was a lot of uneducated people. As time went on, I think that a lot of racism and bigotry has been gone. Not near as prevalent as it used to be.
I agree generationally.
Yes, it does.
I agree generationally. Yes. And I think the highest proportion of racists and bigots is in my generation right now, the boomers who are fading out and aging out. I'm a year older than you are. I
would say that's true.
I also think that, you know, the Zoomers now, the youngest generation that are coming into power, are the most diverse generation in the history of America. And I think that's a really good thing. And racism is, you know, way underrepresented relative to the generations older than them. But what the percentages are and whatnot, I don't know. I'm really struggling with it. Robert, thank you for the call. And thanks for a thoughtful disagreement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price.
800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.